Good morning.
Good morning.
It's good to be here with you and to be in the house of the Lord.
再一次，我很高兴再一次来到你们中间，也很高兴再到神的殿里面。
I have learned through the years that anything that you do that has eternal significance will always be met with opposition from the enemy.
从我的经验，我知道不管如果你做的任何事跟永恒有关的话，你一定会碰到阻挡。
For example, when I received Jesus Christ as my personal Savior, it doesn't mean that everything came easy after that.
当我接受主耶稣基督做我个人的救主的时候，我知道这并不代表所有的事情就从那个时段时间以后，所有的事情就是变成简单。
I didn't wake up the next morning and all my problems were gone.
我隔天早上醒来的时候，并不是所有的事情就解决了。
I didn't wake up one morning and all temptation was gone.
也并不是所有试探都离开我。
Also, when I received my call to ministry to be a pastor, it didn't mean that everything went well.
当我蒙召要成为牧师的时候，也并不是说所有的事情都顺利。
Sometimes it seemed like the harder I tried to be faithful and more obedient, the more difficult and challenging it was.
很多时候，就像如果我愿意更，我越是愿意顺服神，我的挑战越多。
Or to think about telling someone else about Jesus, just anticipating that they're going to be excited and happy about what you have to say.
有的时候我想跟人家谈论耶稣，我期待的是对方能够很兴奋地听到这个福音。
But many times just the opposite. They could care less what you would have to say.
但是很多时候正是相反，他们根本对这个漠不关心。
And then any time that we would attempt to do any great project or any great thing for God, there always seems to be some kind of opposition.
所以很多大部分的时间，每一次我们要为主做什么重要的事情的时候，我们就会碰到许多的拦阻。
When I think of opposition, I think of the enemy.
那当我想到拦阻或者是反对的声音，我就想到敌人。
And yet the scripture tells us that our enemy is not flesh and blood. We don't wrestle against each other, but we wrestle against powers and principalities in high places.
但是这个敌人并不一定是有形的敌人，而是很多时候是在高处的、无形的、在空中掌权的。
We're told that we have an enemy called the devil that prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour.
我们知道，我们圣经告诉我们，我们有一个敌人，就像这个敌人的名字就是撒旦，他就像一只狮子，到处游行，准备把我们吞吃。
The scripture says that he's a thief, a destroyer, a liar, and a murderer.
圣经告诉我们，撒旦是一个小偷，是一个破坏者，是一个撒谎者。And what is the fourth one? 谋杀者。
And what we have to realize is that we once belonged to the enemy's side, and then when we come to know Jesus Christ, we come to God's side, and so then the devil becomes our true enemy.
我们知道我们原来是在撒旦那边的，在敌人那边。现在我们接受主耶稣基督，我们站在神的这一边，所以撒旦是我们的敌人。
So even though we don't wrestle against people, we still have to realize that the enemy uses people.
虽然我们并没有真的跟人在那边挣扎，但是我们知道撒旦会用人来与我们挣扎。
And brothers and sisters, we all must be careful that we don't ever allow the enemy to use us to do his work.
但是我们需要非常小心，我们不要让撒旦来用我们来完成他所要做的事情。
By what we would say, by what we would do, or even by what we would think.
透过我们所说的，我们所做的，或甚至我们所想的，撒旦会利用我们来攻击别人。
I think about the prophet in the book of Nehemiah. I think about how he was called to rebuild the gates and the walls to the city of Jerusalem.
我想起先知尼希米，他如何蒙召来修建这个耶路撒冷的城墙。
When he showed up to make the repairs, the enemy, it says, was greatly displeased that he came to promote the welfare of the Israelites.
当他出现要重建城墙的时候，那些敌人觉得非常沮丧，因为他们觉得他要为这个犹太人做一件好的事情。
Our enemy, the devil, was also be greatly displeased that we would come to promote the welfare of the good things of God.
我们敌人就是撒旦，也会非常的不高兴，如果我们来要要做对神国美好的事情。
As the repairs began to take place, it says that the enemy began to mock and despise them.
当这个城墙开始修建的时候，我们看到圣经上面讲说，这个敌人开始说对他说坏话，而且对他说不利的事，做不利的事情。
Just say what you mean.
Yeah.
Mean what you say.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Sometimes it's hard to come out of my mouth.
It is. I feel the frustration for you. As the work continued to progress even further, they plotted together to throw confusion into the people.
当修建城墙的工作开始进行的时候，他们就开始设计来陷害他。
The enemy's ultimate goal was to stop the work.
他们最终的目的就是要停止他修建城垣的这个工作，这个工程。
They even began to fight dirty by trying to discredit their leader with rumors and lies.
甚至他们用谎言来破坏他。
After a while, it began to affect the people, and they began to even oppress one another.
过了一段时间，这些谎言开始影响了耶路撒冷的人，他们也互相倾轧。
The people had grown weary and agitated, and they even wanted to quit.
他们就变得很不安定，然后他们想要停止这个工程。
Have you ever wanted to quit?
你是不是曾经想要停做你所要做的所在做的事情？
Have you ever become exhausted in the battle?
你是不是曾经觉得说你实在是真的是累坏了？
Maybe this morning you're a tired, weary soldier for Jesus.
也许今天早上你是一个非常疲乏、非常内心愁苦的一个基督的精兵。
You may not realize it, but you've been involved here in a great work for God.
也许你不知道，但是你们在这里所做的是神所喜悦的一个圣工。
You may not always see it nor feel it.
也许你不会经常看到或者是感觉到。
But God wants to use you as a church, as a family, to do His work.
但是神要用这个教会，用这个教会成为一个家庭来做他所要做的工。
How many other Chinese churches are there in Michiana?
在你们问问看，在 Michiana 这个区域里面还有哪一个华人教会？
God has called you and appointed you.
神已经呼召你们
for such a time as this,
就是在这种这个时刻，他已经呼召你们。
Because every life counts and is important when it comes to the kingdom of Jesus.
因为当我们想到耶稣的国度的时候，每一个生命都是宝贵。
And I know that any group of people, any church that seeks to do God's work will be met with opposition from the enemy.
我知道每一个教会，每一个 为神工作的团体，当他们想要做工的时候，他们都会遭到敌人的攻击。
So what do you do when the enemy's been in the camp?
所以当敌人已经在你的营里面的时候，你怎么办？
That camp could mean your home.
这个营可能是你的家。
Could mean your life.
可能是你自己的生活。
It could mean this church.
也可能就是这个教会。
Let's look at what God's word has to say to us.
我们看神的话语如何教导我们。
Colossians chapter 3, verse 12.
在格罗西书第三章第十二节。
The Apostle Paul writes, Therefore, God's chosen ones, holy and loved, put on heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience.
保罗这样子写，他说，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。
When the enemy's been in the camp and you've met opposition, here's what we do.
当敌人已经在你的营里面的时候，而且你碰到阻拦的时候，这就是你所要做的。
The first thing that the Apostle Paul tells us is to remember who you are.
保罗告诉我们第一件事情，我们要做的第一件事情就是要记得我们是什么样子的人。
Remember who you are in Jesus Christ.
我们是在基督里面的人。
Because when we choose him, he had already chosen us a long time ago.
当我们选择他的时候，其实他在很久以前就已经拣选我们了。
You are someone that was loved first by the great and awesome creator.
你是这个伟大的造物者所爱的一个人。
He saw you before you ever were.
他在你成型之前，他就已经看见你。
And he has a purpose and he has a plan for your life.
他对你的生命，他有计划，有一个目的。
Your life is not an accident nor a mistake.
你的生命不是一个巧，不是一个偶然的事情，也不是一个错误。
It has meaning.
你的生命是有意义的。
And he wants you to discover what it is that he wants you so desperately to do, and then do it.
他要你发现这个你的生命的意义，而且他要你照着这个生命的意义去做。
And I know the truth and the reality is we don't deserve it.
我知道，事实上我们其实不配。
But that's what his grace and mercy is all about.
但是这就是神的恩典。
He loved us first.
他先爱我们。
And the one who loved us first wants nothing more than to make his people holy people.
那爱我们的主，他所要的就是要我们成为一个神圣的选民。
We cannot make ourselves holy.
我们自己靠自己没有办法成为一个圣洁的。
Holy means to be set apart, to be set aside for a special purpose and use.
圣洁的意义就是把我们分别出来能够合神所用。
Sanctified.
要成圣。
God seeks to set your life aside to be used for him and him alone.
所以神要把我们的生命分别出来，让他能够使用我们。
And the very God that wants to make us holy and can make us holy and does make us holy empowers us to put on several things in our life.
神拣选我们成为圣洁，所以他就给我们力量，给我们权柄，让我们能够做我们所应该做的事情。
He empowers us so that our heart can engage compassion with one another.
所以他给我们一个力量，让我们能够让我们能够我们的心能够有怜悯，能够怜悯其他的人。
Our heart is to be clothed, to be ready to give kindness to each other.
所以我们的心就是要存这个怜悯恩慈的心来善待，来对其他的人。
To exercise humility and not pride.
来用谦虚而不是骄傲。
To be gentle.
要温柔
and patient.
忍耐。
Those are the things that the enemy cannot stand.
这些就是敌人所不能忍受的事情。
For those are the very things that he tries to steal from us and using on one another.
因为我们敌人就想要从我们心里面的这些美德，把这些美德拿去。
We must fight with the divine weapons that God has given us, that Paul begins to share with us in this passage.
我们必须要靠着神所赐给我们的这种力量来对这些东这些挑战来征战。
Look at the next part of Colossians chapter 3.
我们如果继续读哥罗西书第三章。
Accepting one another and forgiving one another if anyone has a complaint against another.
这里说，倘若这人与那人有嫌隙，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。
If we want to run the enemy out of the camp,
如果我们要想把敌人逐出我们的营地，
Paul says that we must be willing to make some guarantees to one another.
我们必须要彼此做一些保证。
It's an unconditional guarantee.
这是一个无条件的保证。
No contract, no promises, no strings attached.
没有任何的条件。
We must guarantee each other acceptance of one another.
我们必须要保证我们能够彼此包容。
Just not for each other, but for anyone that would come into this room.
不是只有彼此而已，而是包容任何走进这个圣殿的人。
To accept someone does not mean that I agree with them.
来接受一个人，并不表示说我一定要跟这个人有同样的看法。
It doesn't necessarily mean that I believe what they believe.
我也不一定表示说我相信他所相信的事情。
Acceptance is something that Jesus demonstrated very often.
这个接受耶稣在世的时候他做了许多的榜样。
Acceptance is meeting people right where they're at in life and then building a bridge to take them where they need to be with Jesus.
接受就是毫无条件的接受对方不管他们的光景是怎么样子，然后建筑一条帮他们建筑一个桥梁能够到耶稣那里。
That sounded pretty good.
Good.
Acceptance is so important.
能够接受对方是非常重要的。
The second unconditional guarantee we must give to one another is forgiveness.
第二个，我们必须毫无条件的给对方的就是饶恕。
The scripture teaches us that there's only one judge.
圣经告诉我们，在只有一个审判的人，只有一个审判者。
And that judge is God alone.
那个审判者就是神。
Do you realize, therefore, to not forgive is to play the judge?
你知不知道，你如果不愿意饶恕，你就是在做判断。
To not forgive is to take God's place.
你如果不愿意饶恕，你就是想要取代神的地位。
Forgiveness means to release, to let go of.
饶恕就是放手，放开了。
To hold nothing against.
所以你不会hold anything against it.
Thank you. I even understood that. There's really something important I want to say about forgiveness, and it just went just like that.
Sorry.
It's okay, it'll come back.
It'll come back, hopefully in time.
Yes. Forgiveness is to reflect our Father who has forgiven us so, so much.
饶恕就是成为一个神的一个投影，因为神就像神已经原谅我们一样。
And Paul tells us that we need to remember and we need to forgive as Jesus forgave us.
保罗说：“我们 饶恕，因为耶稣已经饶恕了我们。
And so many times we try to put things, especially sin, on different levels.
很多时候，我们把罪划分成各种不同的等级。
So that if maybe you've been a really good person in this life and you haven't done anything very terrible, you may not feel like you need really any forgiveness.
也许你会觉得你这一生都是一个好人，你没有做什么特别不好的事情，所以你觉得你不需要受什么样子的饶恕。
No matter how good we may be or think we are, the truth is that we were all born with sin.
可是不管我们是什么怎么样子的好人，从世俗的眼光看来有多好，事实上我们生来就有罪。
When Jesus died on the cross, He forgave us our sins before we even ever asked.
当耶稣基督在十字架上死的时候，他在十字架上就赦免了我们的罪，而且这个赦免不是因为我们要求他赦免。
But that forgiveness does not become mine until I do ask.
但是这个赦免要我们要亲自去寻求才能够得到。
And there should be a spirit of forgiveness among brothers and sisters, especially within the body of Christ.
所以尤其是在教会里面的弟兄姐妹特别需要有一个饶恕的一个灵在我们中间。
That we forgive even before anyone asks.
我们必须饶恕对方，即使对方没有要求。
Paul continues on.
所以保罗继续这样讲。
He tells us, above all, put on love, the perfect bond of unity, and let the peace of the Messiah, to which you were also called in one body, control your hearts.
在这一切之外，要存着爱心，爱心就是联络全德的，又要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主，你们也为此蒙召归为一体，并且要存感谢的心。
One of the greatest weapons that God has given us against our enemy is the weapon of love.
神所赐给我们最大的武器，最有力量的武器，就是爱。
Paul is talking about the glue that holds the body together.
保罗所说的这个爱，就像一个粘胶，把所有肢体的各个部分粘在一起。
That's why our enemy seeks to get in the midst of us and pull us apart.
所以我们的敌人想要破坏这个粘胶，然后把这个整个肢体破碎掉。
He tries to get in between our relationship with God and pull us apart.
因为这个撒旦想要攻破我们之间的这种联系的关系。
That's why the body of Christ must allow the love of God to hold us together.
所以耶稣基督的肢体必须让这个爱来把我们联络在一起。
The bond of God's love, when it is exercised, cannot be broken.
神所赐的爱心的这种联络是不能够被破坏的。
Unless I choose to not love.
除非你选择不要爱。
And then to be used as a pawn by the enemy.
除非你选择要被魔鬼所利用。
Paul talks about how there needs to be peace that has come to us through the Messiah.
保罗又说，要叫基督的平安在你们心里做主。
When the enemy comes, the opposition attacks us. The very thing he seeks to take from us is peace.
当敌人来的时候，第一个他想要拿走的就是我们心里面的平安。
And that peace can only come through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
而这个平安只有能够透过我们跟耶稣基督的一个个人的关系才能够得着。
If I'm having problem with peace among my brothers and sisters, I need to first of all check and see if I have peace with my master.
如果我跟弟兄姐妹之间 有平安的问题，我们必须要先反省我跟神之间的关系是怎么样。
Paul goes on in verse 17.
保罗在十七节继续讲。
He says, "Be thankful in whatever you do, in word or in deed. Do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him."
他说，无论做什么，或说话或行事，都要奉主耶稣的名，借着他感谢父神。
The first thing that Paul talks about is an attitude of our heart.That comes about by a personal decision that I must make, and that is to be thankful.
保罗所说的就是我们必须先改变我们的心态。这个心态是什么？就是要感谢，要存感谢的心。
He wants us to take a look and check the motivation of our heart.
他要我们自己反省，反省我们自己啊的一些啊动机。
Why am I doing what I'm doing? Why am I saying what I'm saying? Why am I thinking what I'm thinking? What is the motivation behind my heart?
我做事的动机是什么？我说话的动机是什么？我想这些事情的动机是什么？我做这一切事情的动机在哪里？
The quickest thing that will tear down the bond of love and rob us of peace is when the motivation of our heart just circles around self, me.
我们啊，这个啊，能够会破坏啊，神所赐的平安与爱的最大的啊利器，就是当我们让我们啊的动机环绕在我们自己周围。
When life becomes more about what I want in my life, what I want in my family, what I want in my church, the enemy begins to have little cracks to work in.
当我所想的只是我所要的，我要这个教会做什么，我希望啊我的弟兄姐妹对我说什么，我所要的这些只是环绕在我自己的要求的时候，那么敌人就有破口可以攻进来。
Paul says there must be only one motivation and goal for our life, and that is to do what God wants us to do.And to do it in a way that he can be pleased with us.
保罗告诉我们，我们的动机应该是只有一样，就是做神所要我们做的事情，啊，然后做神所能够啊喜悦的事情。
It must be done in and for him only.
必须在他里面做，也为他而做。
And when we do it, we must do it with great thankfulness unto him.
当我们做的时候。我们必须怀着啊满啊充满感恩的心来做。
Because when we get off track, everything gets messed up. When we begin to take unhealthy ownership and make everything about us and not about him.
因为当我们离开这个正道的时候，我们会觉得我们会啊啊取代了神的这个荣耀。我们所想的只是我们自己。
When we think that we can run our life better than he can run our life, when we think we can run our church better than he can run our church, we will run into problems every single time.
当我们以为我们啊对我们生命有控制，我们可以啊对我们的生命有比较好，我们自主比神还要好的时候，我们就开始有问题了。
And that's why Jesus Christ said, "If you truly want to be a follower of me." You must take up your cross, deny yourself, and then follow me.
所以耶稣基督说，你如果要跟随我，你必须舍己，背起十字架。
And the question is, could it possibly be that the enemy can meddle so easily in our life and in our churches because we're not totally committed and sold out to him that it's still about me and really not about him?
所以这个问题就是说，我们的敌人是不是很容易能够攻破我们？因为我们所想的只是我们自己，而不是神。
God has given us His one and only Son, Jesus Christ, so that the enemy doesn't have to have His way in our life.
神已经将他的独生子赐给我们，所以我们可以不需要让我们的敌人来主宰我们的生命。
There's power in the name of Jesus.There's power in the blood of Jesus.
靠着主耶稣基督的名，我们有力量，我们有能力，靠着他的血，我们也有能力。
That can change any heart in any life.
这些能力能够改变任何人的心，任何事情。
We're going to sing our hymn of response, but before we do, as Jerry comes, when you're singing, I want you to just be thinking in your own heart and mind and pray and ask God what it is that He would have you do this day.
我们在唱回应诗歌的时候，我希望弟兄姐妹每一个人都想想神怎么样子啊，要你做什么事情。
The front is open for anyone to come while we're singing. If you'd like to pray, if you need God's love, His peace, maybe you don't even know Him this morning as your Savior and you want to know Him.
如果你要了解神的爱、神的平安，你可以到前面来。也许你还不认识耶稣基督，你也可以到前面来。你如果想要认识他的话
，It could be that you've allowed the enemy to use you, and you're tired of the enemy using you.And you want God to be the only one that's going to work in and through you.
也许你一直在受敌人的利用，受魔鬼的利用，但是你已经觉得说你不想再受魔鬼利用，那么你可以到前面来。
So if you want to come this morning and ask God to close the door to the enemy and open the door to Him, then you come. And as you stand and we sing, you pray. And then at the end, we will pray for you.
如果你到前面来。我们唱诗的时候你可以祷告然后结束的时候我们为你祷告